Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm here in New York with my mother. We're in the car driving, looking for the FDR. Say hello, mother.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
It's almost Christmas, and today's episode is not a real episode because, one, I didn't want to make one. Two, my dad just had a surgery. He broke his femur. It was pretty bad, but he's out of surgery and he's doing great, right?
Oh, he's doing fabulously. He's a total warrior.
Total warrior. Don't worry about him. Mom's doing great.
Total warrior.
She's a total warrior. She's sleeping in the hospital every night. We both got to sleep in the hospital together last night.
That's right. We did, next to each other.
We both took Ambien. It was very cute. It's very cute. We had two...
Romeo and Juliet.
What were those beds called?
Recliners.
Two recliners. Lots of thin towel-like blankets, but I had about four of them on me.
You gave me that fleece, which was the best.
I brought my mommy a fleece.
Mm. I don't know what I would have done if Molly hadn't been there.
Oh, you would have been fine.
Yeah, I would be fine, but a different kind of fine.
But there was no way I was going home.
Yeah, I was very comforted, and it was very nice, and we had Molly's brother with us, and yes. Until almost midnight, I think, and it was very, very good.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's scary when your family members are under anesthesia and they're 88 years old, and you don't know if they're coming out of surgery or not.
And the surgery is one of those 5-hour surgeries. Not your basic.
Tell them what they did in the surgery.
They cut him from his hip bone, upper hip bone, down to, it looks like about 1 or 2 inches above his knee. Sliced it open.
He had a lateral fracture from his hip down to almost just above his knee, correct?
Correct. It was a major fracture. And it came about because he took a fall in the bedroom and he...
Wait, start with last week, actually. What happened
okay,
to Dad?
Okay, let me go fast. Dad got a sepsis infection.
That's bad, everybody.
That's poisoned blood. And it was a little wonky and... He had a very, very high fever and chills and kind of hallucinatory. And then he took two falls and then the fever dropped. And then his temperature was about 94. Then we went to Stanford Hospital.
This was about a week and a half ago.
Right. We went to Stanford Hospital and then they filled him with Cipro and then Ansef and then something else and then Tecflex.
And they caught the sepsis early enough.
Very pretty darn early.
Because when you have sepsis, really bad things can happen. Like,
well, it shuts your organs down.
Right, you die.
Anyway, that's not our story.
I know, but that's how it started.
It did.
He
got released and then he got home and then the physical therapist shows up from the Stanford Hospital, and Bill is in the kitchen, and the physical therapist says, "Why am I even here? You're great. You're wonderful. Here, let me show you a couple fun exercises." And so they did those, and then Bill went to sleep for the night, got up the next morning, and took big fall, landed on his hip, busted the
hip replacement
appliance. The stem of which goes down into the femur. So when he fell, the stem went down and busted open the entire femoral bone. And that's the story. And it's all because of that darn physical therapist.
Who gave him false confidence.
He was so cavalier. He was walking around. No,
he wasn't, though. He was just going from his bed to the closet door where his cane was leaning.
Right.
And he just didn't make it 4 feet.
Right.
And that's how weak he was from the sepsis.
Right.
And, well, goodness.
But that's our Christmas story, is that he's awake and aware and funny and has the best looking incision anybody could imagine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
God. Wow. Yeah. And the whole family is here.
Yeah.
Thank God he did this over Christmas, and thank God I didn't go and have my transfer, because otherwise I wouldn't be here.
It's true.
I'm so lucky that he decided to have a big fall just for my sake right around Christmas.
Right.
All right, now where are we going?
Now we're at 96th Street on the East River, and we are heading for the Sundahl Farm, taking a break.
And all the brothers and their wives and children are at the house, and Mom hasn't seen any of them yet.
It's going to be good.
The brothers you've seen, but we haven't seen...
I've seen none of the babies.
So anyway, I didn't make a podcast episode this week, but we can sing the song for you. I honestly can't sing the first half. I don't know why I always sing it wrong. Let's see. Menopause is coming, and the men have all left town.
But I'm not giving up until I see that baby crown.
39 and single. 41. Can someone help me out? It could be balding, bearded, short or tall. Funny, smart, love basketball. From gay to straight, black to white. Tiny eyes with an underbite. I just need sperm.
Sperm cast. I always thought that it was a tiny ass with a...
With an underbite. Well, it's not. It's tiny eyes.
Tiny eyes.
We know.
Okay.
Anyway, I hope you're all having the happiest of holidays. And gosh, I don't know what I would do without you. Right? I'm so lucky.
Yeah, your podcastees. What do you call people who listen to podcasts?
I call them listeners.
Listeners. You people, you listeners, you...
You
podcasties have been the buoyancy for Molly for a year.
Yeah, you've kept her afloat.
Kept her afloat.
Good God.
She loves you listeners.
I do.
Oh, there's a man with a pitchfork.
Oh. So anyway, thank you, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. And
Happy Hanukkah, yeah.
Everything else, and I hope... Oh, you're having babies. I've been hearing a lot about some of you having babies lately. Very happy to hear that. So go get pregnant. Okay, love you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.